Thanks for tuning into the station that plays your kind of music. From yesterday and today, this is your Gosport Hospital Radio, bringing Gosport closer to you.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's showtime.
And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the star of our show, direct from the bar,
Bob Whitbread.
Thank you. Well, you can't beat that, can you? Let's have a bit of the old Dave D, Biggie, Mick and Chich from 1966 on Hold Tight. One of the biggest hits going. That really was a thumper at the time when it came out. But here at the moment, you've got me, Bob Whitbread, Gosport Hospital Radio. And the time's just gone 1:30, and I'm here until 3:30 to do a show of all mixed music from the 50s and 60s. As I always say, from the last two decades, the last century was the best music that came out. So stay with me, and we're going to have all lots of bits of information, news, and the usual bits of program I have on here. Just going to give you a few communication phone numbers, if you've forgotten them already. If you want to contact us on the landline, 02392 601 600, and if you want the extension for that to bring us into the studio, that would be studio extension 201. I'll read that again. It's 02392 601 600, studio extension 201. We have our mobile number, which brings us into the studio, 07443 620 861. 07443 620 861. And you can always send us an email into the studio on Gosport Hospital Radio Studio at gmail.com. Can't get much fairer than that, can I? So as I said, for the next couple of hours, sit back, enjoy the music, and when you can, we've got the news on in about just over 20 minutes, and that's the time for you to make a cup of tea. So sit around or stand up and do a bit of driving. Now we're going to turn the clock a wee bit further back than 1966, and this would be, well, it was all one of the greatest. I think 1957 was the time when really rock started taking shape. It was out, but this one was really sort of on its own. Let's have a bit of Jackie Wilson.
Well, look at that, look at that, look at that, look at that. Ooh, wee. Look at that, look at that, look at that. Ooh, wee. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, wee. Well, she's so fine, fine, fine. She's so fine. She's so fine, and she's so fine, fine, fine. She's really sweet, the finest girl you ever want to meet. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. She's the finest girl you ever want to meet. Well, have you ever seen a girl for whom you'd sold your dip, for whom you'd fight for a dime? From her head to toe, I want the world to know. I love her, love her soul. She's alright. She's alright. She's alright. She loves me all the day and night. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. She's the finest girl you ever want. From a tree, I love her, need her. She means so much to me. She's all right. She's got what it takes. She's got what it takes, and with me, she really raves. Well, oh, now she's my cutie, my tutti frutti, my heart, my love, my bathing beauty.
At the coast, one call could save lives.
Coast Guard.
In an emergency, call 999 and ask for the Coast Guard.
Bringing Gosport closer to you, this is your very own Gosport Hospital Radio.
Mm-hmm.
cares. Come on, everybody.
Well, there we are. We've had some real good music tapping already, haven't we? Yep. Well, that was Come On Everybody by Eddie Cochran, 1958. Big hit in the States and a big one over here as well. And he'd done a tour over here, which unfortunately is where he was in an accident and he died. But anyway, and that was in 1960. Peaked, I'm just looking, yeah, he peaked at number one, I think it was. Great hit, great music. It was a loss to rock and roll music. And you can still find his music and still play it now. And before that, we had Petite Jackie Wilson, 1957. Now, all the bits and pieces about him, he only ever really made that big one. He did make some other good music, and he went on tour a lot, Jackie Wilson. But he was changed over a few times by his managers, but he did really good. And then it made a revival, I think, that in the late 60s and early 70s again. So there we are. That was a great song from him. Now, where are we? Well, we're in Gosport Hospital Radio, hoping that you're listening to this. And also, if you want to know who we are, all you have to do is go on the website. You can look into gosporthospitalradio.co.uk. That will give you all the information you need about us. And at the moment, the website is being reinvented again. Yes, we've put a team together, hoping that it will be a lot more sort of bits of information for you, bits of information about the radio station, what we do, and how we raise funds, and the music we do, which is our prime reason for being here. As you know, we provide music that goes out into the wards, to the hospital, Gosport Hospital Radio, into the two main wards there, and they are at present and going through a big update changing on the earpiece system. So you might be able to hear us on there, you might not, but hopefully within a few weeks we will be informed when it's all back to normal again, and you'll be able to pick us up either at home or at the hospital. You don't have to be in the hospital listening to us. We have an app called Listen to My Radio, and the details on the website for that. It's a quite a simple little app to put on, and we're on 24 hours 7 days a week. Right, I've run out of breath on that one. So join us during the next couple of hours. As I said, we got some film review, well, not film reviews, we got some film themes. We've got my two top 10 UK charts, and they are this week. One of them is from the 3rd of November 1966, and the other one will be from the 9th of November 1956. So, although it's only a 10-year gap, that's an extraordinary contrast in music as you listen to this. Right, I've just spotted something in here about the atmosphere that was going on at the time in the early 60s, and it was all to do with the Beatlemania. And if there was one group that owned the 60s, it was the Beatles, and their career spanned the decade almost to the day, forming at the start of the 1960s, disbanding in spring 1970, and a development from jobby rock and roll band to pioneers of psychedelia and musical experimentation reflected, and to a large degree inspired the changing face of society during that time. And the public at large got their first taste of the Beatles with the release of their debut single, Love Me Do, in 1962. And for those of you who are my age and older, you'll remember when that one came out. That was a really inspirational record for us. It was where we could get up, start dancing to what we wanted to dance to, and the girls used to love screaming their heads off on that one, didn't they? But that was followed by their first appearance on television. Their next single, Please Please Me, went to the top of the charts. The Beatles had truly arrived. The rest of the decade would see them under 12 albums, star in 5 films, conquer America, disappear to India, be awarded the MBE, and in the case of John Lennon, handed it back again. And the career was shorter than of many bands who have had a fraction of the impact, and it was all played out against the ever-changing backdrop of the 60s. Well, I don't agree with the last bit. Their career was shorter than many, because although the Beatles actually did not play together as a band from that period onwards, they did introduce lots of music, and they still worked together on all sorts of projects. So, and in fact, Paul McCartney is still writing music, still playing, he's still got his finger in all sorts of music, and without them, the music today we had would have been totally different. So that's just an atmosphere of what was going on in those early days. Right, when are we going to come up? We're going to turn the clock back a bit further, I think. No, actually, it's be about 1961. And this is Run Around by Run Around Sue by Dion and the Belmonts from 1961.
story, it's sad but true. It's about a girl that I once knew. She took my love, then ran around with every single guy in town.
Disco Dave on Friday afternoons from 4 till 5 on Gospel Hospital Radio for an hour of soul and funk music.
There you go, Bits and Pieces, Dave Clark 5, 1964. We are going through them today, aren't we? And they was a big band, big rock band, and at one time they overtook the Beatles from the top ten. So, and they was from Tottenham, North London, and they went on to do some great music, and went all over the world, ended up, Dave Clark, who was their leader, ended up buying most of the Beatles' music, and he ended up a very rich man. And eventually, I think one of the big recording companies bought it. I think it was one of these companies, anyway, bought the whole lot. So there you are. And that was 1964, as I said. And I'm looking, yeah, it was a big hit, and they're only UK number one. They topped the UK chart. There you are. So there you go. So you can't get much bigger than that, and they've done a couple of others one after that, but they were fantastic. Right, we're going to carry on some nice music in a minute, but first of all, we're going to have, what am I going to have? We're going to have the weather. I knew there was something I had to do. I'll read you the weather forecast for the next few days, including this afternoon's weather. This afternoon's, well, starting off this morning, it was a cold morning with odd scattered showers, clearer conditions after midday with prolonged spells of sunshine, moderate southwesterly winds, maximum temperatures 18 to 21 degrees, and tonight dry but cloudy, minimum temperatures 16 to 19 degrees. So you don't necessarily need the fan on, you can just stay there and have a nice comfortable sleep. Now tomorrow's weather, a bright morning with spells of sunshine. Cloud will emerge after midday, however conditions will remain dry for most. There will be moderate southwesterly winds, maximum temperatures 17 to 20 degrees centigrade, minimum temperatures 16 to 19 degrees centigrade. And the forecast for the next Thursday and Friday, Saturday, dull and cloudy day with frequent showers after midday. Friday, a cloudy start, it will then be bright and sunny with a little cloud, good gardening day that. And Saturday, dull and overcast conditions with showers through the evening. So if you want to get your gardening done, get out there on Saturday morning, do it all over, and then Mother Nature will do the rest. Right, here you are, you're listening to Gosport Hospital Radio. I hope you're enjoying the music. We've got all sorts of bits and pieces playing up here. But first of all, we'll go back to another singer that used to be... Oh, yeah, he had a couple of names here, but this one was Eden Kane, and this one's called Well, I Ask You.
Well, I ask ya, what a way to treat a guy. What a way to cheat and lie, because I wanted you. Well, I ask ya, did you have to beat me down? Did you have to go to town and smash my world in two? You're getting away with it. You're gonna pay me somehow. You cruelly wrecked my life, but oh, you want me now. Oh, baby, just you ask me. Get down on your knees and try. I won't break till I see you cry like me when I ask you. Getting away with it, you're gonna pay me somehow. You cruelly wrecked my life, but oh, you want me now. Just you ask me, get down on your knees and try. I won't break till I see you cry like me when I ask you.
Hospital Radio, on air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
If you fall asleep at the wheel, you'll put your life in danger and the lives of others as well. Before you feel tired, pull off the road into a services or other safe area, drink some strong coffee, and take a quick nap while the caffeine kicks in.
If you're having a nap, you've left your lights on, sir. Cheers.
Think. Don't drive tired.
Good advice, good advice. Right, well, just harping on a bit about in the past, and of course you had a bit of a history there with Eden Kane, because that wasn't his real name. His real name was Richard Graham Starstead, and he was one of the brothers who did, he was the one who sang that song about the Italian lady and himself and the characters and how they come up the hard way and all sorts of things. Very big hit that was. But that, well, I ask you, was also issued as a single in the UK and reached number one in the UK singles chart in August 1961. And it was written by Les Van Dyke, arranged by John Keating and produced by Bunny Lewis. And it spent 1 week in US charts. I'm just looking to see if he also recounted under his birth name in the backing group of the Downbeats. Born in India, he's the elder brother of musician Peter Starstead and Robin Starstead, also known as Clive Robin Starstead, with whom he has collaborated on numerous Starstead Brothers. Right, we're coming up for the news now. Just before we have the news, it's that time of the year again when everyone's gone on holidays and all sorts of things. Well, in the early 60s, not many people could afford to go on holidays, and package tours have only just started then. So, but what used to happen was what we had called the old day trippers, you know. The British had been flocking to the seaside for decades, but the growth in private car ownership saw them packing the beaches in vast numbers. And most people were given 2 weeks paid holiday years, so the days off, they were rare, and if they happened to coincide with the sun coming out, everybody would jump in the opportunity to get away for summer sea air and change of scene. And the drawback was the scene was not much different with the crowd swarming over London Bridge to work in the city either. You could sit on the beach at Margate, where this picture was, where lots of people were taking them holidays, and spend the entire day without ever seeing the sea, but that didn't seem to put the day trippers off. Right, the thing that did was the threat of their chosen resort being invaded by gangs of mods and rockers, which was the thing of the time, who used to get terrorised by these yobs who used to turn up on their motorbikes. Right, we're going to go over to the newsroom for the moment, but stay with us, and we will get back to you as soon as we can.
Playing Gosport's best music 24 hours a day.
On air and online at www.gosporthospitalradio.co.uk.
Since 1993.
This is Gosport Sky News Radio 2. Bringing Gosport closer to you. Bob Whitbread on Gosport Hospital Radio.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claims he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun, oh baby.
Welcome back after the news, and I thought that'd keep you awake. And that, of course, was Long Tall Sally by Little Richard. 1956 that came out, and it's still just as popular now. You can put that on. That was written by Robert Bumps, called someone Robert Bumps Blackwall, and entries Johnson and Little Richard. And I'm just going to see where he was. Yes, American musician, singer, songwriter. We knew that. Influential figure in popular music, certainly was, and for 7 decades. And he did, and he, up until he passed away, he was still on concerts. So here you are, you're back with Gosport Hospital Radio and listening to some great music over those two eras. And I keep saying this all the time, all the music that you have after that is all part of the construction of that music that came out in the 50s and 60s. I did a thing last week about a musician who sort of, although he wasn't that popular, Woolly Played, Bo Diddley, Woolly Played was actually, it's a bit of a bad pun, but was instrumental in what the music we have nowadays. We wouldn't have had Beatles playing their instruments the way they did without Buddy Holly's influence. And there's so many other people. And hopefully I'll be doing another one in the next week or two, another one who I consider to be very, very influential in about how our music has developed over the years, with someone who may not have been that well known, but they were known, but you know, you don't realise their influence. Anyway, so here we are. This is Gosport Hospital Radio. If you want to give us a ring, if you want to request, by all means, ring us up. You can ring us up on 02392 601 600. I'll read it again. 02392 601 600, and studio extension is 201. That will bring you into me. And if you want to ring a mobile phone in the studio, it's 07443 620 861. That's 07443 620 861. Or if you want to text us for a request or anything like that, or your interest in the charity, all you have to do is go to Gosport Hospital Radio Studio at gmail.com, and it will come into the studio here. Now, last weekend we had something we've never done on the scale before, and we had a raffle down at the Bun Penny, and they really looked after us. I mean, we couldn't fault them at all. They really helped us out in all sorts of ways, and the public did as well. A lot of the customers were very good as well. They came in, sat down, watched the raffle and everything, and we had a very special guest down there. Our local MP, she was there, and she pulled out the first number, and so many people got lots of gifts and presents. So that was just one of the things that we do. We raise all the funds for whatever goes into this equipment. We don't actually get paid ourselves. None of us get paid. We do this all voluntary, and most of the people who volunteer, if you want to be a presenter, we will train you up, and you can do your own show, and you can more or less have an independent role as a presenter. We don't over control you. There's certain things you can't do, of course, but other than that. So if you want to take any more interest, you can either leave us a message on the Gosport Hospital Radio Studio at gmail.com, or give us a ring on 02392 601 600, and leave a message on there, and someone will contact you. The one on the landline isn't, it's not being manned, but we do go and check it regularly, so be patient. Right, now we're going to have a bit more music that came out all this lovely time ago. This would be 1957. Now, I can't believe this record is that old. It's still fresh when I listen to it, you know, and it still has a lovely, crispy music that, even though Buddy Holly's no longer with us and the music he wrote is no longer with us, it's still around. But this is one of his all-time greats. So just sit and listen with your cup of tea, okay? This is That'll Be the Day by the Crickets.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday will be true. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die.
say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I'll leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. That'll be the day.
Fee-fee-fi-fi, bo-bo-bum, I smell smoke in the auditorium.
Charlie Brown by the Coasters, 1959, a popular Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller song that was a top 10 hit for the Coasters in the spring. And I'm just looking for more details. It reached number 2 on the Hot Charts, Hot Single Charts. Well, Venus by Frankie Avalon was at number 1. So there you are. That's all the sort of good music you had in those years, in those days. And it was the first of the 3 top 10 hits for the Coasters that year, best known for their phrase, "Why is everybody always picking on me?" The Coasters are an American rhythm and blues rock roll vocal group who had a string of hits in the late 50s, Searching, Young Blood, and although the Coasters originated outside mainstream doo-wop-wop, their records were so frequently imitated that they became an important part of the doo-wop legacy. And of course, we heard one of those, Jackie Wilson, earlier on. I played the music. He was one of the dominoes that used to play a lot of doo-wop-wop music. So, there we are. It's all these bits of information. I'm just looking to see what's going on here. Tuesday on today's date, August the 6th. And August the 6th, 2004, as part of security measures introduced to catch out terrorists and criminals, the UK Passport Service has outlawed smiling. Him or them or us, I wonder. As Outlaw Smiling, the Home Office said the move was necessary to allow facial recognition scanners, which will be introduced at ports and airports, to work properly. Well, that was like 2004. I don't know whether they still do that. It's been a long time since I've gone through an airport, so I wouldn't know. Maybe someone can enlighten me. What else we got? Born on this day was a very famous man, Robert Mitchum. He was born 1917. The star of Cape Fear and Angel Face was named among 25 greatest male screen legends in US history. The man who invented film noir cool started out as a boxer, ditch digger, beach bum and songwriter. So there you are. And he made some fabulous films, didn't he? His birthday on, this is the August the 6th, 1809, was Alfred Lord Tennyson, the Lincolnshire-born writer of The Charge of the Light Brigade, succeeded William Wordsworth as poet laureate. His future wife's father disapproved him because of his bohemism, addiction to port and tobacco, and liberal religious views. What else did we have? In 1965, on this date, President Lyndon B. Johnson signed the Voting Rights Act, which prohibited discrimination that denied African Americans the right to vote. It seems strange to me they put all these acts in when all they had to do was just put an act in to say that everyone is allowed to vote above the age of 16 or something, wouldn't it? But there you are. Just me. It's a joke. Now, I read these jokes out, but then I do remind people that I don't write them, all right? So, one here, it says, who drives all their customers away and still makes money? Taxi drivers. Well, I thought that was obvious. I didn't know it was a joke, but I thought it was fairly obvious. Right, so there we are. That's the sort of things that was happening, and people who were born in those days. I'm just going to have another look at my reference here. On this day, 6th of August, who else was born? I've got, it wasn't born, but it started in 1844. The first press telegram in Britain was sent to the Times announcing the birth of Prince Alfred to Queen Victoria. 1844. 1881, on this date, Alexander Fleming, Scottish bacteriologist who discovered penicillin, was born. In 1889, the Savoy Hotel in London opened. And 1945, the first atomic bomb. The first atomic bomb was dropped on Hiroshima, Japan, from a B-29 bomber, Enola Gay. Now, that's not so happy, is it? What else have we got on birthdays? So, Chris Bonington, mountaineer, 90. Can you believe it? He was climbing up the mountains. It only seems like a few years ago. He most likely couldn't even climb out the door now, but there you are. So there's a few birthdays. Jerry Halliwell, singer, actress, she's 52. And Robin Van Persie, ex-footballer, he's 41. So that's some bits and pieces on people's birthdays and what sort of things are happening on our dates. Now we're going to after this, we're going to have one of our, we're going to have the film themes, okay? So stay with us and just listen to this one. Now, this is by Pat Boone. And see if you can guess who's doing the voiceover in the background of this one. Very famous hit, came out. You wouldn't think these sort of things would be hits now, but these were.
It was a moonlit night in old Mexico. I walked alone between some old adobe haciendas. Suddenly, I heard the plaintive cry of a young Mexican girl. You better come home, Speedy Gonzales, away from Tannery Row. Stop all of your drinking with that floozy named Flo. Come on home to your adobe and slap some mud on the wall. The roof is leaking like a strainer. There's loads of roaches in the hall. Speedy Gonzales. Why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales. How come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, I have to go shopping downtown for my mother. She needs some tortillas and chili pepper. No!
La, 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 la Your dog is gonna have a puppy, and we're running out of coal. No enchiladas in the icebox, and the television's broke. I saw some lipstick on your sweatshirt, I smell some perfume in your ear. Well, if you're gonna keep on messing, don't bring your business back here. Speedy Gonzales,
Speedy Gonzales,
why don't you come home? Speedy Gonzales,
Speedy Gonzales,
how come you leave me all alone?
Hey, Rosita, come quick. Down at the cantina, they're giving green stamps with tequila.
Here at Gosford Hospital Radio, we are always on the lookout for new volunteers to help us entertain people like you. From request collectors, fundraisers, engineers to presenters. Whatever you can do, whatever time you have available, we'll make use of it. Full training is given, so why not give us a try? Call 023 92 601 600 or visit us online at www.gosfordhospitalradio.co.uk for full details.
Bringing Gosport closer to you, Marion Hamill on Gosport Hospital Radio.
There you are, If You Were the Only Boy in the World. And that was sung by Stevie Marsh from November 1959. And I'm just looking to see. She was English, and it was an English song, and it made, but it doesn't say how popular it was. But I got a feeling it got up around the top 10, as I said, 1959. And previous to that was Speedy Gonzales by Pat Boone, 1962. David Dante, alias David Hess song. No, I don't think it's the same one. No, that's someone else, isn't it? The Fastest Mouse in All Mexico. It was written by Buddy Kay, Ethel Lee and David Hess. The David Dante original briefly entered the US Music of Vendor charts in 61. The song was popularised in the United States by Pat Boone, and the Pat Boone version peaked at number 6 on the Billboard 100 charts in 1962 during a total chart run of 13 weeks, doing better in many national charts in Europe, where it sold a million copies. And the female voice was Lala, was on this song, was Robin Ward. But it also incorporated Mel Blanc voicing the Speedy Gonzales, as he did in the Warner Brothers films. So all those voiceovers you heard with Mel Blanc and the, what's it, tune films, all sort of thing, it was him who was singing that. All right. That's how it. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to go on to do our film themes. Now, for those of you who are new to this, it's quite simple. And in fact, it's slightly different, this one today, because this is all film themes. There's no TV or radios. It's simple films, and all I need to know from you, what year this film came out. It's very easy, really, isn't it? I mean, how difficult can it be? The fact that I've got the answers in front of me helps me a bit, doesn't it? But anyway, all you have to do is think of the year that the film came out. Now, if you get the year when I tell you what it is, give yourself 2 points. Now, if all the way through you keep getting, you don't get them right, in the end you're going to get one of these. Yes, nearly everyone who comes in here and sits down, they always get one of the oohs. There's no one in here today, so and Richard's in studio too, so it's just between you and me. I won't tell anyone else out there that you've got it wrong, okay? Honestly, I'm not like that at all. But we're going to start with the first one. Hopefully, I've pushed the right buttons. And yes, I think I have. Am I? Yes, let's have a check on that. Yes, right, so off we go. We'll start with the first one. Now you'll recognise this tune straight away.
King Creole. There's a man in New Orleans, he's a rock and roll, he's a guitar man with a great big soul. He lays down a beat like a ton of cola. He goes by the name of King Creole, even though he's gone, gone, gone. Catfish on a pole, yeah. You know he's gone, gone, gone out of hip shaking King Creole.
When the king starts to do it, it's as good as done. He holds his guitar like a Tommy gun. He starts to growl without any throat.
He bends a string and that sauce you wrote. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on a pole. You know he's gone, gone, gone out of hip shaking King Creole.
King Creole. He sings a song about a crawdad hole. He sings a song about a jelly roll. He sings a song about a pork and greens.
He sings some blues about a New Orleans. You know he's gone, gone, gone. Jumping like a catfish on a pole. Yeah. You know he's gone, gone, gone.
The pack of chicken King Creole.
Right. Well, how did you do on that? Did you get anywhere near that? Now, we knew it was Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley, and the film was King Creole, because that was all on the tracks. But what year did it come out? Right, if you've got 1958, you've got it right. It was an American musical drama film directed by Michael Kurtz and based on the 1952 novel A Stone for Danny Fisher by Hal Robbins, believe it or not. Produced by Hal B. Wallace, the film stars Elvis Presley, Carolyn Jones, Walter Matthau, Dolores Hart, Dean Jagger, and Vic Morrow. So there you are. 1958. Now give yourself 2 points for that. Now on the next one, if you can name who the band is that's playing this and the year, you can have 4 points for that. But if you can get the year, you can give yourself 2 points for that. So just, you'll recognise the tune straight away.
Young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live.
You know you did, you know you did, you know you did.
But if this ever-changing world in which we live in makes you give in, say live and let die.